Nauru's parliament chose Lionel Angamia as president yesterday after elections happened last Saturday in the tiny Pacific Island country. The new president is a former human rights lawyer and has replaced Baron Waka, who was president of Nauru since 2013. So will Mr. Angamia's new appointment mean for Nauru and their political relationship with Australia? Dr. Tess Newton-Kane is an adjunct professor and researcher with over 20 years' experience in policy and political analysis of the Pacific Island region. The Wire's Catherine Andrews asked what her reaction was when she heard the news.
I've known Mr. Angamia for quite some time. In fact, I taught him at university. So he comes with a lot of regional experience working in regional organisations, and obviously his legal training is significant. He also has some political experience, having been an assistant minister in the previous government. But it was quite a surprise. I think generally the expectation was that David Adiang was expecting to take the presidency. So the fact that Angamia got there instead did take a few people by surprise, I think.
What do you think this election outcome says about how the people of Nauru are feeling at the moment?
Well, what we've seen is a big turnover in terms of new faces in the parliament. So the speaker is very experienced and is a former president. But other than that, the majority of people in the parliament are first-time MPs. And similarly, now that the cabinet has been announced, the vast majority of the ministries have gone to new MPs. And they're also very young, with the average age possibly being as low as 32, but certainly a significant number of them are aged 40 and below. So what that tells me is that the people of Nauru, they've voted for something new and different from what they've had before.
What do you think this will mean for Nauru? Like, what kind of policies do you think this new president will come up with?
I think it's too early to say. Obviously, everyone needs to sort of get used to their new roles, both as parliamentarians and as ministers. Obviously, you know, he has the same issues as everyone has. He needs to think about the economy and he needs to think about service delivery and making sure people have access to education and health and infrastructure. So I think, you know, all of that will be in the mix when it comes to taking policies forward. And we may not see any radically new policies, but I think what the people of Nauru are hoping to see is a new approach which is much more focused on principles of good governance and observance of the rule of law and protection of human rights, which I think a lot of people felt were missing under the previous government.
What do you think this new appointment will mean for the refugee crisis happening now on Nauru?
If you mean the way Nauru is handling applications for medevacs, then again, I think it's too early to say what that position will be. The previous government has obviously taken quite a hard line on that, so we'll need to wait and see whether the new government's going to do something else.
The Nauruan government has been accused of blocking some medical care to refugees. Do you think the new president will make any changes in this area?
Again, I think it's too early to say what any changes will be. Obviously, the presence of the regional processing centre on Nauru is a significant issue, both in terms of policy and in terms of the economy. It makes a significant contribution to the economy of Nauru. So any decisions around what happens will need to factor in the economic impacts, as well as how Nauru wants to operate in terms of meeting its obligations to refugees and asylum seekers that are resident on the island.
Dr. Tess Newton-Kane, Adjunct Associate Professor at the University of Queensland, speaking with The Wire's Catherine Andrews.